This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 7:16, you're listening to the Evening Edition with Sharmila and Lynn, and now the question of whether the government should be paying for MySajatra.
So this is coming about because yesterday the PAC, the Public Accounts Committee, said in a report that the government shouldn't have paid for MySajatra since the development of the app began as corporate social responsibility or CSR, and that therefore the government should take over the operation of MySajatra without any additional costs because it's become part of the national health system. And this follows on, of course, from the Prime Minister's answer in Parliament that the government will start making payments for use of the app from April 2021 because it was a one-year CSR effort and that expired on March 31st, hence April. And that's where we find ourselves. This is a curious one, I think, because I'm not sure whether, considering how ubiquitous MySajatra has become, how we use it every day, I never thought about the origin story, or maybe I don't want to think about the origin story because it takes me back to March 2020 and I don't want to be back there.
Origin story is one, and I think I'm not sure whether anyone expected that it would become ubiquitous, that it would become something that we might need for more than a year, more than 2 years. Were it that it were, that we wouldn't need it, I'd be quite happy. But yes, I think this brings up this question of what happens when a company provides the government with something as a CSR initiative, but the usage of that thing, in this case, the MySajatra app, becomes needed for much longer than expected. Who pays for it, essentially? That's what we'll be looking at. Do you think the government should pay for MySajatra? You can call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. Now, joining us on the line is Dr. Lau Cherhan, Chief Data Scientist at LEED. Dr. Lau, thanks for being with us today.
Good evening, Sharmila and Lynn. Hi, hello BFM.
What can you tell us about who developed MySajatra and who owns MySajatra?
Sure. So MySajatra is developed by a local company called the KPI Soft. So it's a company with MFC status. I think it was founded around 2010. So the company is among the local tech firms that is quite recognized, I would say, and they have developed different applications in insurance, telcos, finance, and the one that's more related to what we're discussing tonight is HR. So they're famous for HR software, attendance, leave tracking. And so they have been in business for quite some time, and some of my clients are actually using their HR software as well.
So if you'll pardon the newbie questions, when we talk about this payment from the government for the app, who is it to? What is it for exactly?
So when we talk about payment from the government for the app, of course, we are directly referring to we are paying to KPI Soft Company. But what is it for is a tricky question, because the original, the first year, like what you guys discussed earlier on, right, is about, the app. We use it basically just for a temporary resort. We need an app to be able to do tracking, contact tracing, and therefore they have these solutions. And if we talk about the payment is more about the ongoing maintenance cost, the support of the application, and also the storage and the bandwidth itself. This is a lot of things that we as an end user never feel it because we live in it, but that's exactly what we are paying for.
So for some context, could you walk us through the approximate cost and time that's needed to build an app like MySajatra and I think to continuously maintain and update it?
Sure. Now, before we go there, right, let me try to paint a quick picture for all of our listeners. Now, think of it today. We're just trying to get an app to work. And this app has to work across iOS and Android, the two major mobile operating systems. And that means your iPhone 6, Apple iPhone 6, 7, 8, 9, 13. And then on the Android side, you have Huawei, Samsung, and Oppo, and the list goes on, right? And this is just on the hardware side. Now think of the user side. If 60%, okay, I'm not going to say 100%, 60% of our populations are in the workforce and they are using the app concurrently, right? And we are almost using it every half hour, every hour we are using it. So think of it this way, that is a lot of users and a lot of activities going on. And so just to say that, we talk about the development cost now, right? We use 3 months to tender, all right? That's already considered very fast. 3 months to collect the user requirements, 6 months to write the program, write the apps, another 6 months to test, another 3 months to fix the user feedback. That could be easily 1.5 years, 2 years, right? The fact that KPIsoft is able to quickly modify the existing HR solution to fit our use case as a contact tracing app, I would say as a tech guy myself, I'm impressed. So the actual cost and the time that I've listed out, right, the actual monetary cost is a lot difficult to be estimated because you will need a user interface designer, you will need many mobile application developers, you will need a team of back-end engineers and also a team of data analysts, data engineers, just to maintain the application and make sure it's working fine with 60% of our population using them concurrently.
So let's get to brass tacks. The PAC report indicates that the government shouldn't pay for MySejahtera. Where do you stand? Would you agree with that?
Well, not quite, because it's a bit unfair to expect a company, a for-profit company, to continuously work on an app with no finite timeline, because we don't know when is it going to end. Every time, as soon as we thought that we're going towards an endemic phase, right, then you said there's a new variant and there's new features that you need to add, and we can't really tell them what exactly is the requirements, and you know, for example, how many more booster shots that we need, how frequent that we need to show our digital certificate for vaccination. And in future, this has to be linked with other government systems as well, because let's say we have VTL, we have all those travel bubbles going on, right? So that is very important for us to have a party, a company, an entity to work on this app. This is a very important app for us citizens to be able to continue to live as normal as possible in the current pandemic situation.
So payments for the app from the government began in April. What improvements to the app would this allow?
Okay, so I'm trying to rewind a little bit to the time where Lynn and Shamila doesn't really, you both don't really want to go there, right? But you just rewind a little bit 6 months ago, you know, 8 months ago, let's say April, right? Before this, MySejahtera was just a contact tracing app. You go to a shop, you just have to scan, right? We don't even have a checkout function, and now we have it. Yeah, but we still need to do it manually. And then remember, before that, we don't have the vaccine schedule programs. And then now we have, like I said, the boosters, and we can use this to show our vaccine certs at different places and color-coded to show our status and stuff. I think these are a lot of improvements on the user interface side that we have seen. And on the back-end side, if we recall, there are a couple of times that where, you know, Facebook gone down, but people say that, you know, MySejahtera data was leaked, but those are fake news. And our data are still secure at this stage, and we are still able to use this without any problem, and we are able to enter the locations that we want to. So I think this is a kudos to the KPIsoft company.
Considering then that this started as a private initiative, should the private sector be playing a larger role in improving access to digital facilities like MySejahtera, and what might that look like?
Yeah, this is actually a very interesting question. Private sectors like us, a lot of us, we would have thought that if the data is more open, we can have access to the data and do more tracking or tracing on our own and stuff like that. But I think the private sector, what we should really play is, the role that we should really play is to give feedback to the company in terms of how we can use that for different other use cases. And it's a bit of, I would say, double-edged sword, because if we make the app more open, that means we're exposing to a higher risk of the data being leaked or being accessed by unauthorized people. But on the other hand, is we want to have access to more information that is stored in MySejahtera. Like, for example, we want to look at our own history, where did we go, and stuff like that. So I think, in a nutshell, private sector should work more actively with, if there is a platform for us to work together with the company to provide our feedback, and that'll be good, and for us to contribute to some of the applications around the core of MySejahtera, yeah, that'll be even better.
Dr. Lau, any final messages before we let you go?
Sure. So I think this is a good and healthy sign that we are getting more and more transparent and PAC is involved and to look at it. I think what they really want is to have a detailed report from the different parties and organizations involved in this entire mycetera development process. And I always think that is the education process that the people, the rakyat, need to be inform about what are the resources that have been put into an application like this. So let's don't turn it into a political issue and keep this going and look forward to see we are moving to a safer and more tighter operations in the future.
Dr. Lau, thanks for speaking with us today.
Thank you very much.
That was Dr. Lau Cherhan, Chief Data Scientist at LEED, weighing in on, a report by the PAC that says the government shouldn't be paying for the MySejahtera app. We'd like to hear from you. What do you think? Should the government be paying for MySejahtera? You can call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. Keep it here on The Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.